evidence that the tribulation is about to be birthed has exploded from the hourly news feeds. That eruption has the diplomats, particularly of the Western world, searching desperately for the calculus that will bring the chance of nuclear conflict into a more controllable configuration. It is a real curiosity that while those diplomats seek ceasefire in the Middle East, a one-sided nuclear threat, supposedly, they almost treat as a minor concern things going on between Russia and Ukraine, from where all-out nuclear war is much more likely to be unleashed. Israel indeed has a nuclear arsenal, but its blood-vowed enemies, although vicious and certainly militant to the max, haven't such an arsenal with which to engage in nuclear exchange, at least not yet. That we know of, Iran's nearness to achieving weapons-grade nuclear material is a great concern. With Russian President Vladimir Putin stating on a number of occasions that Russia might be willing to use tactical nukes, and even stating that America is in their crosshairs with the big nukes if pushed by NATO in the Ukraine matter, it seems to me the diplomatic concerns should be to pursue a ceasefire and peace in that region. But instead, most all the diplomatic efforts, influenced to great degree by the military-industrial complex, seem concentrated on making Israel cave to a ceasefire arrangement with enemies whose whole purpose, in writing, is to eradicate the Jewish state from the river to the sea. There is no doubt that most all attention in that regard is on things happening in and around Israel. The following are brief news links on our Rapture Ready News Forum that point to the tremendous uptick in tensions in the land most frequently mentioned in Bible prophecy. Here are very brief excerpts of several stories from Thursday, September 5. Details emerge. Israel's response to Iran in April destroyed Russian-made defense system. A major scoop by the Jerusalem Post was published on Monday. According to an article published in the Jerusalem Post, Israel's April strike on Iran's S-300 missile system deterred Iran and Hezbollah from launching large-scale attacks in August. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Israel poised to establish military government in Gaza amid aid distribution crisis. There are no alternatives, and nobody wants to risk allowing Hamas to seize control of the aid. There is no one else who can do the job. The current situation does not serve the Israeli interest. We must take upon ourselves the distribution of aid, a senior Israeli security source told TPSIL. Starve them out. Israeli generals present plan to defeat Hamas. Two-phased generals' plan calls for the forced evacuation of northern Gaza and a total siege on the terrorists who remain there. A forum of top Israeli Army Reserve commanders this morning published a plan to defeat Hamas that is certain to raise eyebrows. The general's plan is the right way at this time to defeat Hamas and free the hostages, and we should have implemented it months ago. Those who cannot implement it are failing in their duty. Hezbollah fires over 100 rockets at Upper Galilee, destroying houses and causing fires. The long-suffering residents of Israel's northern regions, who have not yet been evacuated from their homes, experienced another day under Hezbollah fire, as the terror group fired over 100 rockets into the Upper Galilee on Wednesday. Air Force Chief, IDF poised to combat Hezbollah, nearing victory over Hamas in Gaza. The head of Israel's Air Force, Major General Tomer Bar, announced on Thursday. "We are in the midst of the longest war in our history since the War of Independence," Bar stated. "We have been fighting for almost 9 months without respite, tirelessly. Hamas in Gaza will be defeated soon. The Israeli military is prepared to shift its focus to potential conflicts with Hezbollah in the north." I could have included in this list many other similar story links posted on that one day. All pointed to the military turmoil building all around Bible prophecy's nation most central to the end times. The cries for peace from the diplomatic world are intensively focused on the building conflict. Most pointedly, the cries are for Israel to cave in to demands from the international community to stop destruction to Israel's hate-filled enemies in making peace in the region. The region is indeed the incubator of the peace that will destroy many. That false peace will be the covenant made with death and hell, Isaiah chapter 28 verses 15-18. It will be Satan's ultimately evil document that will be confirmed, Daniel 9:27, by the man of sin who will become the world's most vicious dictator, the Antichrist. We are witnessing at this moment that incubator, in its process of gestating what will become the final 7 years of hell on earth leading to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ at Armageddon. All of this Mideast turbulence means the rapture must be very near. You want to be part of that glorious time when the Lord takes all of His children out of harm's way, Revelation chapter 3 verse 10. Here once again is how to go to Jesus when He calls. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and will believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10. Source: Prophecy Line.